James Caplin is an established and well-respected executive coach. In this series of I Love Presentations, he shares and guides us through his unique approach to presentations. Each episode is a short, easy-to-use audio digest to get each part of the process achieved with the minimum of fuss and the maximum effect. Here's James with the next episode to tell you more.
Hi, James Caplin again. And this is the second piece about presentations and how to stop hating them and start loving them. We've already established that a presentation is not a speech and a workplace presentation is not public speaking. Time to slaughter another sacred cow to free you from another onerous burden. Question: how do you prepare a presentation at the moment? When I ask people in workshops, they all have a slightly different method for doing this, but it boils down to they think about what they've got to do a presentation on, say marketing, an overview, or progress report on Project X. They do some research around the topic, then write it. After that, they polish what they've written, add some PowerPoint slides, maybe do a rehearsal and print some handouts, and then deliver it. Your process is unlikely to be exactly that, but it's probably a variant of it. That seems reasonable enough, doesn't it? Okay. Where in your life did you first encounter that process? Get given a title, write about it, then deliver it. Most of us recognise this is how we were taught to do essays at school. Now we are adults, it just seems instinctive. It's probably anything but. It takes years of training to drum into us this method of working. Think back to being told you'd done a great piece of writing, but it's not actually on the title, so go away and do it again. To being told that you've done fine work, but the piece is not long enough, so go away and do it again. To being told that you've not included enough information, so go away and do it again. What's the underlying meaning and purpose of a school essay? Ultimately, it's to